coming at you from my attic at the center of the universe, Parade Central, Toronto, Canada. Oh, yes. The streets are shut down. The barriers are up. They are preparing for the parade in Toronto. Just a matter of time now. This is the Recency Bias, Zach Vanas, along with you here. The Recency Bias, our mini-podcast production of the Montreal Bias and RabbitHabs.com. Thanks for listening on this Sunday, the 15th of October. Here, Montreal Canadiens, 4-3 overtime losers to the Toronto Maple Leafs for the first time in 14 games. A glorious stretch, a beautiful thing. But unfortunately, on Saturday night in Montreal, ownership of the Toronto Maple Leafs by the Montreal Canadiens ended for the moment. Auston Matthews, he's good, isn't he? It's disappointing. Really, Auston Matthews got, what, a couple opportunities to make his presence felt in that game, and guess what? Both of them, he scored. A bit to dig into on this one. Starting to feel broken record-y. As I talked about on the last pod, mini-pod, starting to feel like December of the season that Price got hurt. The season where the Canadiens were in first and then plummeted despite playing well through all of December. The Corsis, as Max Pacioretty called them, were good. They remain good for the Canadiens right now. The results, not so much. It sucks losing the Leafs, doesn't it? I know it had been a while. I hate it. I hate how fast the Leafs got cocky again. The fandom is, it's almost as if they forgot about the last decade of patheticness. Just cocky and annoying once more. I don't like it. Forgot how much I actually hate them when they're good. The rare moments when they're good. Let's look at the score sheet from last night. Let's get into what happened. Hey, here's a good bit of news. The Habs scored. Not once, not twice, but three times on Saturday night. They managed to get it. Jeff Petrie scores the first, his first of the season. Beauty set up by Drouin. Then the power play gets its first of the season. Alex Galchenyuk scoring on his first of the year. And then Jonathan Drouin getting his first. Canadiens are in a decent spot after, you know, taking an early lead on the Petrie goal and then watching it all wash away in under a minute. Felt reminiscent of things we'd seen before. But this time, the Habs battled back. Unfortunately, when all said and done, it wasn't enough. Despite the fact there was a lot of good stuff in this game, Petrie played a good game. He looked like good Petrie in the increasingly coin toss moments that are which Petrie's showing up. Davidson was good. He looked like the guy that the Oilers fans were talking about when the trade was pulled off last year and Davidson came back for David Dernay. He looked good. He looked like the guy that they were sad to lose. Jamie Benn, though, once again. Sorry, Jordy Benn. Getting my Benns mixed up again. He looked more like the player that you trade Greg Pattern for again. Don't know what's going on. I feel like this Davidson-Petrie-Benn conversation is something we're going to be talking about a lot through the season. Schlemko will probably be back in California. So the Habs are headed out there now. But it was a better game from the blue line, from particularly Davidson and Petrie. I thought the power play looked a little more well. Obviously, it scored, so that was good stuff. There was good stuff in this game. I mean, let's talk about the shots. Habs outshot at least 34-22. Well, the middle period was a bit of a stalemate. A lot of neutral zone, nothing. Canadians were the better in the first and absolutely the better team in the third. Outshooting Leafs 13-6 trying to get that win. Shots were 8-1 at one point. I was riding the Montreal Bias Twitter account, and I mentioned when it was 8-1 on there that, why does it feel like this isn't a good thing? Normally, you're out shooting a team 8-1 in the third, getting all the chances going your way. You feel like that's a good thing. But with the way the Habs season's going right now, it did not feel like a good thing. And hey, lo and behold, it goes to OT. And for some reason, Claude Julien decides to counter Austin Matthews and Nylander with Thomas Plekanec and Paul Byron and Shea Weber. Now, Plex is having a pretty good game. Byron as well, but come on. Babcock decided to go with his biggest weapons, Matthews and Nylander, and you counter with Plek and Byron. That's playing not to lose. You don't counter with Pacioretty and Drouin and Weber? Come on. You're setting yourself up to lose that one in the exact way they lost it. Thomas Plekanec in 3-on-3 is not going to chase Austin Matthews down. No goddamn chance that's going to happen. I don't know why he did that. I mean, I know why he did it. I understand the logic. But I think it was a mistake. Obviously, it was a mistake. And of course, we have to talk about Carey Price. Carey Price, who is struggling so far this season, he's fighting it. Had an .818 save percentage on Saturday night, .885 for the season. No matter what team you are, no matter how talented you are, you're not making the playoffs with anything shy of .910 save percentage from your goalie. Right now, Carey Price, $10.5 million a year for the next 2 decades, I think. Carey Price, .885. He needs to be better, and he will be better. All goalies go through rough patches, even the greatest goalies. Price will be better. But right now, a little bit reminiscent of when the red-headed stranger was in between the pipes for the Habs. Mike Condon is the redheaded stranger, for those new to the podcast, by the way. I mean, Price caught an edge, he says, and fell pretty much on that first Matthews goal, and that's kind of what it looked like. The one that was bouncing around and then got tucked home, he's got to have control of that. You usually expect him to have all the composure in the world on those. The overtime winner, you kind of think he's usually going to get that one too, because he usually does. He needs to be better. He knows that. We all know that. And unless this drags on for a long time, I have every bit of confidence in the world that CP is going to return to his normal self. Not too worried about that. Speaking of that, the goalie got tucked in. We weren't sure if it should count or not for a second. A lot of people turned on Jack Todd on Twitter on Saturday. He was demanding to see an angle where it was obvious that the puck crossed the line. Well, it doesn't matter what broadcast you were watching or if you were just scrolling Twitter at that moment. It was very clear that puck was in. They had a very distinct camera angle where it was obvious that that was in. Only for a second, but it was in. Come on, Jack Todd. You got to be better than that. Not that you are. I only saw that because people were taking screen caps of it. I can't actually see what Jack Todd tweets anymore because like most of you listening, I would imagine, he has blocked me. I had to play hard for that blockage, though. We really had to go at him in the Habs Media Draft podcast we did. So now what for the Canadians? Now they head to California. When do things go well in California? Pretty much never. So they'll be taking their 1-3-1 record out west for 3 games this week. San Jose and L.A. on Tuesday and Wednesday night. That's back-to-backs. So I imagine we'll see Alvaro Montoya somewhere in there. Considering the game CP just had. Why am I calling him CP? That's stupid. considering the game Carey Price just had, I imagine he'll want to get right back at it in San Jose. San Jose, a place where the Canadians have always struggled, literally since the Sharks arrived there in the early 90s. But I imagine Price will get that start, and then we'll see Alvaro in L.A. Thursday off, and then Friday night, weird game on Friday night against the Ducks. That's what they've got coming up. 1-3-1 headed out there. 7th in the Atlantic, 14th in the East. Less than ideal. But they're playing well. They played well on Saturday. I think here's what's frustrating. If you're Claude Julien, and that loss is a little bit on Julien and Price, I think. But if you're Claude Julien, everything you were probably talking about in practice, everything you wanted to see the team do, they pretty much did. And yet, I got to say thanks to Stephen Birch, at Steve Birch on Twitter. He's a guy who knows his advanced stats. He tweeted in the middle of the game just talking about Price's save percentage being almost identical to his ex-save percentage over his career. And I said, what the hell's that? Never seen that before. Numbers. A bit smart-assy, my tweet, a little bit. But also actually inquisitive. And thanks to Stephen for actually bothering to answer the question, explain to me what was going on. So X-save percentage is essentially extreme situation save percentage, is my understanding. They break it down, the analysts, the analytics guys, as low-danger shots, mid-danger shots, and high-danger shots. And right now, the Canadians are serving up a huge percentage of high-danger shots compared to medium and low-danger, which is probably why you're seeing things like the Canadians out shooting their opposition 34-22, getting over 40 shots a game while limiting the opposition under 30, as we've seen quite a few times through these first five games of the year, and still losing. Now, what do you attribute that to? In such a small sample size, quite possibly nothing beyond coincidence. But if it's to continue, and considering how thin we've been talking about the Habs blue line is, where you can sometimes attribute to so many more high danger shots than low or mid-range danger shots, you can attribute that to the fact that the defense isn't doing a very good job. So it's just something to watch. We're not, you know, you can't diagnose it as anything right now. But if the Canadians continue to give up a lot more high-danger shots than they do mid or low, that's a suggestion that Price is being put in tough positions because his defense just isn't getting the job done. And teams are getting a lot closer to those danger zones. And that's maybe why they're not shooting so much compared to what the Habs are doing, which is kind of the opposite. Not many high-danger shots. Some mid-danger and low-danger. And you see it. I saw it watching on Saturday. You see soft shots from a distance from Pacioretty. You know, where things are not really, nothing's really happening, and they threw it on net at Anderson. Now, you always want to talk about pucks on net. But when you see something like what's happening with the Canadians right now, which is seem to be outplaying their opposition, seem to be getting more chances, more shots directed, and they're still losing, start to look a little closer, and you're wondering if, A, the Habs are being given those shots in the low-danger zones, and they're giving up a lot of shots in the high-danger zones. That could be an explanation of what's happening right now. These teams are simply playing around them a little bit. Or, it's bad luck. We don't know. Just don't know. Other scores from around the NHL on Saturday night. Are we still doing this? Yep, no one's told me to stop. Winnipeg doubled up on Carolina. That's a 2-1 score there. Tampa also winners by a 2-1 count, beating out the St. Louis Blues. New Jersey Devils still in first in the East. They're 3-2, they won 3-2 over the Rangers. Philly pales Washington 8-2. Pittsburgh edged Florida 4-3. Dallas up on Colorado by 3-1 count. Overtime between Columbus and Minnesota saw the Blue Jackets win that one 5-4. Chicago beats Nashville in overtime 2-1. Boston pounds Arizona 6-2. Calgary beats Vancouver 5-2. Ottawa all over Edmonton 6-1. LA doubles up on Buffalo 4-2. And the New York Islanders beat the San Jose Sharks 3-1. That was all your action in the NHL on Saturday night. We'll be back after a late one. Yeah, 10:30 start on Tuesday. in San Jose. Wah, wah. It's a late night week. Go to bed early tonight, Habs fans, because you're going to be up late Tuesday, Wednesday. At least Friday night game is not something we got to worry about so much. That's where it's at. The dominant streak over the Leafs is over. That's very disappointing. The Leafs, at least the Leafs are real excited right now and expect that they're going to win the Stanley Cup. Hopefully they are still got some heartbreak in them. Goddamn, Austin Matthews looks good. I don't like it one bit. Follow me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. Of course, follow the Montreal Bias at the Montreal Bias. Rabbit Habs at Rabbit Habs. Check out Io Boisvert's game recap. Another solid one from him. We'll have the forum coming out for you this week on rabbithabs.com. Until next time, take care.